Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, hello there. It's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisiano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisiano and there's Sandy Waters. It's already a nice day. It's already like 55 plus 58 degrees. It's going to be sunshiny and 83. Low humidity.
Can I ask you a question? Ooh. Teachers, are you up right now?
Yes.
How the heck do you control your classroom when it's another 80-something degree day?
Man.
My little nephew comes home from school, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he gets off the bus at my house, and I drive him to Nona and Grandpa's because he still loves his Nona and Grandpa. He's such a doll at 13.
Good.
Anyhow, and I'm always like, Vinny, what happened today at school?
Nothing.
I don't know. Are you learning?
Not really.
Wait, what? Is the teacher trying to teach and you're just not listening? Nah, we're not really doing anything.
Yeah, right.
It's the end of the school, Aunt Sandy.
I'm like, you know, his voice is starting to change too.
He's getting the
He talks like this.
Yeah, what is it? Just like probably 2 weeks or so, right?
How do you teach? Do you teach?
I remember that the last couple weeks of school was just, you know, phone it in, you know? I mean, there was no, like, we have tests and we've got this and then...
What a horrible example to lead when your entire school childhood is phone it in at the end and then you expect to go to work and not phone it in. We're trained to phone it in right before our vacation.
Yeah, but school and work are different. I don't know.
Not really.
I don't think we're training our kids to be lame. I think it's, I used to love the fact that we were kind of lightened up on at the end of the school
Who
year.
Who isn't right? loving the fact like, that you don't have to work hard?
Right, but like, why are you condoning that or condemning that? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying
that's a thing, and that's like, wow. We're coasting into the finish line.
Remember that audio we played a week ago, last live audience Thursday, because we had people from the school district, Gates Chile. And remember that the teacher rant about all the crazy stuff that happens at the end of the school year of the kids? There's no way.
But high school, they have finals. So I think we're just talking about elementary school,
middles,
right? So is it harder to be a teacher for elementary kids now than it is high school kids? Or is it the same? 818-2899.
Bet you it's easier. You got high school kids that want to peace out because their hormones, they don't care anyway. and they're going to be tougher because you're holding them to account with finals.
Oh, so elementary is easier? Is
that
what you just
said? I'd say it might be, yeah.
But neither are going to listen to you.
Exactly.
So they're both hard.
Okay, teachers. Well, Godspeed for all you.
We feel for you, and we're jealous of you. Your vacation is coming up.
Hey, it's Live Audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano Sandy. Welcome to our show. It's our 6 o'clock hour. We're looking at 6:10. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Wow. Sunshine, warm, 83. I'm so sorry because tomorrow, it's going to be horrible today because tomorrow is going to be nicer. Can you believe that? Sunshine, warmer, 85. And we're in that time of year where the humidity is low. So it's just going to be brilliantly perfect.
Just absolutely perfect. Yeah. It's so great to see the sun.
80s next week, too.
Okay, here's the question that I have for you. Mm. If, let's say you have a kid and your kid wants to do something and that's all they want to do for their birthday. And you're like, great, I want to give you what you want to make you happy. Mm-hmm. But that thing that they want to do, you do not want to partake in at all. At all.
What happened?
But they can't go by themselves because that would be sad. What would you do?
Wow. I'd suck it up, Buttercup.
You would?
Yeah, I'd have to.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm a bad parent. Yeah. So my daughter, little Lexi, turned 17, and I am in wicked, wicked denial. Yeah,
you said that about your other daughter, too.
I know, but this one hits hard.
Yeah, it's your final one.
Because it's the last one. Yeah. I found myself crying yesterday looking through Google Photos of old pictures and videos of her.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you did it on purpose.
It was hard. And I was telling my mom, like, we went to visit mom because she wanted to do a little birthday cake for Lex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mom, look at these videos. And I'm showing her the videos. She's like, Sandra, stop. Aren't you excited to see what she's going to grow up to be? Mm-hmm. I go, no, I'm not. Anyhow, so Lexi wanted to go see the movie Back Room.
Oh.
I have never heard of this movie. I don't know anything about this movie, except for the fact that whenever I bring it up, my daughter wants to go see Back Room, the immediate reaction I get from people is, who's going with her? Are you going with her? I'm like, wait, why?
Why? What's it about?
I guess I don't really know. 818-2899. Please tell me. I hear it's so... Is it a horror, a thriller? It's one of those movies that will mess with your head.
Okay.
So therefore, not knowing much about this movie, I said, babe, we're getting, my older daughter was like, fine, I'll give her the movie tickets. Because all three of us, my husband, me, and my older daughter, were like, we should get her this for her birthday.
Yeah.
And then we're all like, well, who's going to go with her?
Right.
My husband's like, I ain't going. And I'm like, I ain't going. My older daughter's like, I don't want to go. So you would think my husband would be like, well, fine. I'm the man of the house.
Yeah.
I'll go.
He didn't?
He's like, nah, I'm my out. Older daughter's going to take one for the team and go with her.
It says here, Back Rooms, with a plural, is a psychological science fiction horror film based on the viral found footage YouTube series.
What's that mean?
It follows a therapist who ventures into an endless liminal maze dimension to rescue her patient.
What?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't sound that bad, but every time I bring it up to somebody, what?
The film shifts between the real world in early 90s and a terrifying alternate dimension known as the Back Rooms. The Back Rooms are depicted as a seemingly infinite maze of uniformly yellow, fluorescently lit corridors and rooms that break all laws of spatial reality. As they navigate this dreamlike, malignant space, they must contend with both the physical disorientation and unseen, unsettling entities.
Oh, there you go. There's the part. There's the part. Those entities.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, Lex, should I be worried? Like, why do you even want to go watch this?
Oh, I hear it's good.
You take my daughter then. Tickets are already bought. You want to go? Saturday. My daughter books the movie ticket Saturday 3 p.m. because she didn't want to go at night. So then she would have night terrors.
So you come out of the movie theater and it's like bright, nice day out. Yeah.
She goes, I want to go to a matinee, a morning. I go, well, Lexi has her SATs. She goes, okay, fine, 3 o'clock. That's as far as I go. Okay, as late as I go.
You want to hear this? Now I'm torn between going to my daughter's dance recital or Back Rooms with your daughter.
Okay, go with Doug. Listen, Leah loves dancing. She'll go support Ellie.
Switch.
You'll do a role reversal.
We'll switch. Oh my
you
God.
Go with my 17-year-old to the movies.
Not, oh, man. Okay.
Has your son ever wanted to do that? Something where you're like, I ain't partaking in that.
No, I think everything he's wanted me to do, we've done together. And I've loved it. We're kind of like, we're like minds.
You know? Of course. You have to make me feel like the horrible parent.
You are. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, one son, he's like, let's go do that thing. Remember when that thing opened on top of Bristol Mountain, the rope thing, climbing thing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's go do that. That was the most painful, stressful thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm young. I could do this.
I had to do a video for that.
Yeah.
There are parts of the video that they made me cut out because I was like too terrified. They're like, listen, we don't want to make this look like it's terrifying. Go, but I am. I'm terrified.
Excuse me. I had this one point where I just couldn't get back up. I had gone off the, I mean, you're all tethered in and stuff, but I'm like, oh, they're like, come on, pull yourself up. I'm like, I can't, I'm fat.
Oh, yeah, that was during that period of time.
Fat, yeah, it was Fat Scott.
Yeah,
10 years
you were carrying a little bit more with you. Okay, coming up on the show, wait, don't tell me. This is a real Rochester story. This is really, really good. Piece of Rochester you might not be aware of.
Sunshine warm, 83 degrees today from 98.9 to Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
All right, it's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. Good morning to you.
Okay, Scotty, can you pick up line 5? Because Maya is on the phone. She is in town for Suffs, you know, playing at RBTL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wants to do Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wait, hold on. Let me pick this up. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Maya. How are you? Welcome to town.
I'm great. Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
It's awesome.
Maya said she found a great story about Rochester, so she wants to do the Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, God, I hope it's a good
for today.
I hope it's a good one. I hope it's not, like, nasty.
Me too.
Well, that's cool. Well, Suffs is very special to us because Suffs stands for the suffragette movement.
Yes, it does. It's all about how we got the 19th Amendment passed.
And, you know, Rochester has a little something to do with it, with that Susan B. Anthony lady.
You sure do. You sure do.
That's awesome. When's the show playing?
We are going to be there from June 9th to June 14th.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so great.
Yeah. And you can get tickets at rbtl.org.
Okay. Then, so you've got the story. So let's kick this off. It's Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah. Now, everybody, listen carefully to this story, because this is how you're going to win the 4-pack of tickets to Suffs playing at RBTL June 9th through the 14th.
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go. All right. It's time for Wait, Don't Tell Me, starring Maya from the production of Suffs.
Okay. Are we ready, folks?
Yes.
It was a normal morning in Pittsford. People noticed a car parked in a giant office complex parking lot on Monroe Ave with something strange in the window. There was a warning sign suggesting a possible hazardous material situation.
Okay.
Now, that was enough for someone to call it in, as you can expect. Within minutes, Monroe County Sheriff's deputies arrived. Hazmat crews respond. Heard the area gets blocked off.
Oh, God.
The parking lot near the Pittsford Town Court and Pittsford Garden Apartments was temporarily blocked off.
Oh, no.
It escalated quickly. Full-on emergency situation. Investigators finally locate the car owner, and the explanation was something nobody expected.
Oh,
God.
How does the story end?
Oh, and this is where we come in and say, wait, don't tell me. It was, oh, man.
Okay, so 818-2899, how does the story end? You could win a 4-pack of passes to Suffs playing at RBTL June 9th through the 14th.
First call through, 818-2899. Let's play along with us. Oh, my God, Maya. Sandy, like, this is a big, big story, unless it was a big nothing burger.
Well, I'm trying to think because I don't remember us talking about this story on the air.
Was it a disgruntled girlfriend that put like a flyer on his windshield, like a hazmat flyer, and set the world on fire?
Yes, that's a good guess.
Okay, well, your guess is coming in. 818-2899. Call us right now here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, you're back on with Wait, Don't Tell Me. 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, with Maya, one of the stars of Suffs, coming to the RBTL Westher Auditorium. Great show starting June 9th. So you read this, you were going, you were kind of like doing some research about Rochester now that you're in the home of Susan B. Anthony, and this whole show is about the suffragette movement, right?
It is. It's all about how we got the 19th Amendment passed, and Susan B. Anthony was a big part of starting that movement.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, you read the first part about this crazy hazmat scenario in Pittsford, right?
Yes.
It closed off. What was it? It was a car with hazardous material warning signs, closed off the parking lot and area parking lots near the Pittsford Town Court.
All right. So the question is, how does the story end? Okay, we're on with Kara. Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you?
Good. Okay. Wait. Don't tell me. Yeah. Celebrity Edition. Maya's got the answer for us. What do you think happened in this situation? What do you think was the outcome?
I think that, like, maybe some teenager thought it would be funny to take 670 bottles of, like, I don't know, laundry detergent, and then they got too hot in their car and exploded.
Six, seven. Oh, my God. How creative that is. Wait, what would make you think of that?
That's brilliant. Wow. Are you left-handed? Are you left-handed?
I was thinking of, like, how they were eating those pods a long time ago.
Yeah, right. The Tide Pods. Yeah.
You got to go back to the pods, but then it has to be a big explosion, so.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They have 6-7 in it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just so cool, you know.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Do you remember hearing this story at all? No, right?
No,
I don't remember this.
I don't either.
Do you?
When the kids were eating the laundry pot?
No, the story that
that we're talking about here. Yeah, this car, this hazmat thing.
I thought that was a pretend story.
No, it's a legit story. It happened in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it actually happened, and they actually cordoned off the area and crimed it off, and it went in, and only to find out what.
Okay, so that's your final answer, right? You're locking it in? Okay.
All right,
Maya.
Either way, you've won tickets to The Great Sucks, the musical at the Western Auditorium Theater on Tuesday, June 9th. Tickets on sale now at rbtl.org. Congratulations. Okay, Maya, give us the ending.
Okay. Deputies eventually found the owner of the vehicle. She explained that she had been dealing with a mouse infestation in her car, and she had placed chemical traps inside the vehicle. She then posted warning signs so people wouldn't open the car or come into contact with the chemicals. Unfortunately, the wording of the signs was alarming enough that someone thought it could be a really dangerous hazmat incident or something even more sinister.
That was just my God!
I love this.
How do you get a rat infestation in your car?
You leave your French fries in the back seat. That's what you do.
Holy God. And then just to abandon your car in the middle of a parking lot in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Peace out. Good luck.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
That's awesome.
That is wild. Oh, yeah. Maya, that was so good.
That was awesome.
I love it. If you want to go to the show, it's June 9th through the 14th, rbtl.org. And Alice Paul is Maya. So when you see, when you're watching the performance, that's our girl Maya on stage.
Thanks so much. Break a leg. See you when you get to town.
Thank you.
Bye. 98.9 to Buzz.
Old school robbery. We didn't think anyone did anymore. Well, we were wrong, because it just happened in Rochester.
The Buzz.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz and another sunshiny day. Summer-like 83 degrees. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Starting off at 55 degrees right now.
Yes. Yeah, and before we get to the old school crime that I didn't think anyone committed anymore, but it did. It just happened in Rochester. Shout out to the Spencerport Fireman's Carnival.
Hey.
It is happening now. Well, not right now, but this weekend. It's on Live Audience Thursday. We have listeners coming in the studio after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
If you ever want in on that, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
So you mentioned this. When you brought it up, I'm like, yeah, it is kind of an old school kind of crime, isn't it?
I didn't think people did this anymore. I didn't think it worked. Well, it works, and people are still doing it. So it's the put 'em up.
Stick them up.
Bank robbery.
Yeah. Pull out a gun, say, stick them up. Give me all your money.
Bank robbery in the city just happened Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
According to Rochester Police Department, the robbery happened around 1:30 p.m. at Five Star Bank branch on Chestnut Street. Investigators say the suspect handed the teller a note claiming he had a weapon and demanding money. His hand was in his pocket as if he were concealing a firearm.
Yeah, like with his finger pointing in it.
Yes!
Right?
Because no weapon was seen, though. After receiving an undisclosed amount of cash, he left the bank.
Maybe it was a squirt gun that he had in his pocket.
I don't know. Or just his finger and thumb.
But he got it. I mean, I think bank tellers and stuff are told to just like don't do anything, just like, you know,
are you still it. This is my question. Yeah. If you work at a bank, are you really still trained for that? Does this really still happen in that fashion?
I would think so, right? Like,
how much does a bank really have at all times
on hand?
Yeah,
you know, I've been experiencing this because you know, we're paying our contractor, you gotta go get cash, you know, gotta get cash.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
I kind of got yelled at. They're like, next time, maybe you want to call ahead. So I had to pull. Yeah. They don't have
a ton
of money on hand.
How much did you have to pull?
Like $4,000 out for the flooring. And they're like, you know, we have it today, but, you know, some days we may not. So, I mean, and it's funny because it's not like they open a drawer and pull out armfuls of it. It's a machine. You have to type in a number, and then it goes and fills up you know, a thing, and then they pull it out. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
It's kind of like an ATM. Yeah.
Dude's handing a note, and the person at the bank is like, oh, here we go. What's really in? Give me your thumb. And then how do they punch it in where it just, is there like a button that says bank robber and then push the button and $20 pops up? Here's your money.
I know they have like panic buttons underneath the thing where they just step on the button or whatever, but I would imagine that.
Because how are you supposed to get the money if you don't enter in an account number? Like, it's all electronic now. So how do they even get the money?
Maybe they have just a drawer with some money in it, you know, just like funny money.
Again.
Is that fun? Is it? Again. When you work at a bank, will you tell us 818-2899, or is this like their secret? Obviously, if you tell us, then they probably don't want to tell us.
But again,
right? Yeah.
risk versus reward. How much is the reward really? Now that everything is electronic in the bank, you know, we know, doesn't have that much money.
Can you imagine going in, okay, that's fine, sir, but you need to fill out a withdrawal.
I know what your account number.
How much do you want?
Can I see your ID?
How much do you want to withdraw from this? We'll type it in.
Witnesses, descriptions, and footage from a privately owned license plate reader. What does that mean? Investigators identified the vehicle believed to have been used in the robbery. Okay, so then 6 hours later, officers spotted that vehicle near Avenue D and Joseph Avenue. Mm-hmm. Police said the driver refused to stop.
Oh, it was a chase?
Sped away, struck a curb on Remington Street.
Mm-hmm.
The driver later identified as 30-year-old Nyquan White, then attempted to flee on foot with his $20 in his fake gun. I don't know.
No, it was 20.
I don't know how much
you're
it
just
was.
Making it
I'm
up.
Making it up.
You know what? It's like, it's a series of bad decisions, you know?
Well, this could be a federal offense, and he was already on probation for something else.
Right,
so he's like,
nothing to lose.
But again, I mean, what if you are in line behind that guy? How discreet was it? Like, everybody in the bank, the banks are very quiet.
Yeah.
If
I know that. We used to be in that building downtown.
Right. It's very, that one's bigger. So it's not as intimate. I'm trying to think of the last time I was in a bank, it's kind of an intimate. My Family First is a small bank, but this one is big. You're right. So, but you got to pick up on vibes that something odd is happening. What do you do at that moment? Do you just get out of line and like, I don't want any part of this, I'm leaving?
Well, no, you just go to the next teller.
Okay, I was going to say, or if you're at the next teller, are you like, never mind, hold my money, I'll get it later because something's happening next to me?
If I was behind that person, I would be so enraged, I would probably attack them in the head. I'd probably just like try
to. You would not.
Yeah, I get weird like that.
You are all talk.
No, I tried to thwart that one robbery at off of Monroe Avenue. I pushed a guy off his bike. I ran after him. Huh?
And what happened?
He fell off his bike and ran away.
Oh, the police didn't get it. I was wondering.
We didn't have time to call the cops. He was shoplifting. Ran out the door. I ran out after him and literally shoved him and pushed him off his bike.
You can't get hurt nowadays. You can't be doing that.
Well, if you hurt him first, then he doesn't have a chance to hurt you, you see. You don't understand how guys think. We get rage and we want to kill something. You understand.
Wait, hold on. Can you change that lie to us and say it's because you want to protect?
No. Of course it's we want to protect, but in order to protect, we have to go out of body, out of mind, rage of the machine onto someone to keep them. You don't just go up and slap them. You got to kill them. It's the first thing you got to do.
No, you spring into action. So do you know, like the other night, what night was it? It just happened in Greece, Denny's parking lot, 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Girl gets her food, sits in her car, starts eating.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this guy tries to break. Does get into her vehicle.
Right.
And she gets, like, they have a little tussle. She gets cut in her hand. Mm-hmm. This other guy comes out of work, and he just springs into action.
What should you do?
And he said, though, his quote wasn't your quote.
So?
I just have rage against the machine. Mm-hmm. His quote was, "We all have a life. I'm a father. It's in me to protect. And I heard her scream, and that was a scream of fear. I had to protect her."
And then what did he do? Is he got the guy and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I know.
I just went straight to beat the crap out of him because obviously you want to preserve someone's.
You want to protect. Yeah. Okay.
It is coming up on 7:15 now on 98.9 The Buzz. So they got the bad guy, right?
Yeah. And nobody was hurt. Good. Thankfully. Don't know how much he got. Okay. Coming up. Jerk or Justified. Oh, this is crazy. Is grandparent jealousy a thing?
I'd have to think about that for a second. Jealous of grandparents or grandparents being jealous of something?
Grandparent jealousy. So grandparents jealous of each other.
Oh, wow. All right. We'll get into that. I'm sure you got a story.
When everyday drama goes on trial, the verdict is up to you. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Ooh, 98.9 The Buzz.
Is grandparent jealousy a real thing? Okay, so we got this message.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 10-month-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue I'm dealing with is mainly with my mom. Okay. Both sides of the family live close. My parents are in Pittsford. My in-laws are in Parenton. But there's a big difference in how involved they are. My in-laws are very hands-on.
Okay.
They text often, stop by, invite us out, and want to be part of our daughter's day-to-day life. My parents, on the other hand, don't really initiate visits. They usually only come if we invite them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is, my mom is starting to feel jealous that my in-laws see our daughter more often.
Oh, God.
She's taking it personally, like we're favoring one side of the family or keeping the baby away from her.
Oh, geez.
She says things directly to me and my wife that she feels like she's being treated as, quote, second-tier grandma.
Oh, my God.
Because my wife's family sees our daughter more.
Right.
My wife finally responded and said, if every visit turns into guilt or comparisons, we need to start limiting visiting altogether because it's becoming stressful instead of enjoyable.
Oh, that turned dark.
So there's a lot here, but I can see this happening in a lot of families where the grandparents are jealous of each other.
Yeah, there's competition.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see that.
So what do we put on trial, though? Because he wrote, is my mom jerk or justified for feeling hurt and saying it out loud? But he also wrote, is my wife jerk or justified for threatening to limit visits?
Right, to clamp it down.
So I don't know which one is a stronger trial.
I think it's stronger to like tell his mom to... Yeah, it's jerk or justified for her to say anything or do anything. What do you think?
Oh, for mom to be hurt?
Yeah.
Jerk or justified to feel...
And emote.
Jealous.
And to say it.
And to say it out loud.
And to bring it up and to stir up a family drama.
Okay.
Is that jerk or justified?
Okay, we can go there. If anybody can relate to this, we would love to hear your opinion about this. 818-2899 is how you can reach out to us on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, or on the free Audacy app, AUDACY.
And the first call through gets tickets to Jessica Simpson in concert at Del Lago Resort and Casino. We're going to send you to the casino next Saturday night. So you play, you get tickets. And everybody wins from the Buzz.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified with Spezzano and Sandy.
Perfect song to play leading into I Saw the Signs.
Oh.
You're not the favorite grandparent.
Oh, now come on.
She is feeling subpar. She's feeling like not as loved. His mom. So he wrote it and he's like, listen, I don't know what to do because my mom is jealous of my in-laws because my in-laws get to spend more time with our baby, 10-month-old baby.
They don't get to. They put themselves into their lives.
Well,
it's not like they're allowing
them.
How
did he say it? Wait, hang on. He said it like 10-month-old daughter, both sides live close, Pittsburgh, Paranana. My in-laws are very hands-on. They often text, stop by, invite us out.
Right.
And want to be part of my daughter's day-to-day life.
They do it more than his mom does.
My parents, on the other hand, don't really initiate visits. They usually only come over if we invite them. Which actually, if I was married to this guy, that's how I would want it. I don't want my mother-in-law just popping over. Well, anyhow, so she is vocalizing the fact that she feels like a, quote, second-tier grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And now, jerker justified... for her to have hurt feelings and saying
and
it out loud.
And complain about it, right. Yeah. All right, go to the calls, 818-2899. Hey, the Buzz, what's up? What do you call this? Jerk or justified for grandma to be jealous and to say something about it?
She is a jerk.
Wait, a jerk to feel slighted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Inferior. Yes. Because, subpar.
Because she is not, she is complaining about not being involved in her grandchild's life. Because she is not initiating being involved in her grandchild's life.
Because she's not involved in her grandchild's life.
Don't complain about who's upstaging you if you're not doing anything about it.
I can kind of see how she doesn't want to be the grandparent that just pops over. It's very, very different. Moms, like moms of daughters, and then moms of the son. It's very different. And I don't know why it is that way, but it just is that
way. Well, your blood didn't birth the kid.
Yeah. It's like my mom could pop over at any time. If my mother-in-law popped over, now I feel like I need to put on this perfect wife front or something. You know what I mean? I can't just be me. I got to clean the house. I got to whatever. So maybe moms of sons all feel a little slighted.
Well, it all depends on the relationship too, right? You know? So, hey, all right. So you call it jerk, right?
I'm calling it jerk.
Jerk it is. And you're the first call through. Tickets to Jessica Simpson at Del Lago Resort and Casino. That's all for you. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Blast from the past from my child.
I know, right?
She looks just as beautiful. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? Because she sells billions of dollars worth of her shoes.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
That is true.
Thank you, man. Hold the line, hook you up.
Have a good one.
We'll do that too.
She got money to stay looking beautiful.
Hi, the buys. Good morning. Jerk Justified. What do you call this?
So the mother-in-law, I think she's a little bit of both.
Oh, well.
You can't do both here.
Yep, you got to pick one.
I know,
or the other.
But I think she's more jerk than justified.
Okay. More jerk than justified.
Because her feelings are valid. Don't get me wrong. Her feelings are valid.
Right.
But, like, how can you be a jerk about not seeing your grandkids? Like, talk to your son about wanting to be more involved. Like, how hard is the conversation that, like, what relationship do you have with your kids? You can't have that conversation to be like, we want to be more involved. What would you like us to do so we can do that?
Yeah, but we don't want to overstep our bounds. Boundaries.
Yeah.
I definitely agree that you're right. Like, the daughters of sons versus the daughters of mothers definitely plays a huge role.
There's a dynamic there. Yeah, yeah, there is differently. Yeah, good, good.
All right.
All right, jerk it is.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Hello, the buzz.
Hello.
Oh, hey, you.
Hi.
Yeah.
I think the grandma is a jerk, really, but she's not really a jerk. I hate saying jerk just because she's hurt. I agree with Sandy, too, on the mother of a daughter versus mother, you know. I agree with that part.
Uh-huh.
But the wife, really, that was kind of like nasty, what she said.
So you want to see the wife, you want to see jerk justified on the wife? It's like cutting people off if it gets crazy?
Well, she just said limited.
Yeah.
Limiting. Can you?
But it's still not fair. It's still not fair because the mother of the son has to, like, count how many times she sees this kid.
Yeah.
But the son, she should tell her son, just her son, and her son should invite her to places. But sons, like, never think of that stuff.
Yes. Right.
It seems like they don't pass it on to the wife. Oh, let's ask my mom. They don't do that.
Right.
They don't think of that.
Right.
But
can you relate to this in any way?
Not really.
Okay. This is a trigger you. That's good.
I babysit for my grandkids, but my daughter has a grandma that lives really close to her in another state,
uh-huh,
and she's got a lot of money, so she, like, pampers and spoils them, and I'm kind of jealous about that.
Oh, you're
kind of jealous.
Yeah.
And it's something you could do about it.
I could have both.
Yeah, I mean,
know,
it's so far away.
No.
So,
wait a minute. How do you compete with the rich grandparents? That's not fair.
Well, the only thing is, it's my daughter's kid, so she FaceTimes me, like, every day, basically.
Yeah.
And she's really... She really wants them to have me as much in her life.
Yes. That's good.
Really,
that's good.
If it was your son's kid, then
no, he would not.
Yeah,
no.
You would be dead. You'd be like, grandma doesn't exist. You're not around.
Oh my God.
I know. Yep.
Great one. Thank you. So, jerk. And, okay, gotcha. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
The verdict is
a slam dunk.
Jerk.
Yeah,
jerk.
Yeah.
Or justified. Yeah. 98.9 The Buzz.
Slow down, Grandma. Slow down.
I feel bad for Grandma.
Well, she should be more involved.
I don't feel bad.
Insert yourself.
Listen, the daughter-in-law doesn't want her more involved. Let's be honest. Sorry, Grandma.
So
just
you think
don't
she wants the other in-laws less involved?
Well, not less involved. That sounds rude. Unless they're rich, like that woman just said.
So bad.
If it's just a meddling mom, she already has her own. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyhow.
It's Live Audience Thursday, starting at the top of the hour. I got to go make up some shots.
Okay. Make up some shots for that. We toast to you for listening all of these years.
Yeah.
We play it Keep It PG with an audio version.
Mm.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest active tradesman in the country is right here in Western New York.
Nice. And he has all his fingers.
Still.
I don't know. All right. It's all coming up on the bus.
Spisano and Sandy.
Here's that music.
There we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Raise your shot glasses, and we're going to start it now. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. The Buzz fam's here. Reach the sky. Go shot, 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 shot. Tell what the last time you did shot.
Cheers.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Cheers. Mike and Morgan, who their kids are listening right now with Grandma in the car. So this is fantastic.
Mommy and Daddy are having their breakfast. Mommy and Daddy are having their breakfast. Orange.
Now, Grandma, who's Grandma? Who's Mom?
That's my mom.
Oh, your mom is so proud of you right now. That's my girl.
Hi, Ma.
We went to Cortland. She won't be surprised.
Ah, very true.
Oh,
so, again,
gosh.
This is Morgan and Mike, her husband. You guys are with the Wait With You organization. We'll talk about that. And you have, like, they're brand new, so we're going to give them lots of love. And so they can help. And they're doing really cool things.
It is the most incredible foundation where they are, their goal and their passion and drive is to support families experiencing high-risk pregnancies, long hospital stays, mm-hmm. if your baby's in the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
And
How would you know?
Yeah. Four kids, Scott. Wait, they both have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Four kids.
Yes.
All under the age of, would you say eight is the oldest, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, she just had a child. It's amazing. Uh-huh. And they're like, let's start this foundation.
Sure.
Why not?
We're not busy enough.
I know.
Well, their passion and their personalities are just going to make this huge. So just wait around for that, okay?
Yeah.
So here we are in the live audience. Thursday, welcome. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it so much.
Okay. You ready for Keep It PG?
Yes.
Okay.
Grandma.
I hope so.
Grandma.
Like, I don't know what we're doing, but okay.
What did I get myself into here? But.
So we are going to play Keep It PG. You're both going to play, and Scotty, and then I will be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening right now, you can play along. We're going to do it in about 10 minutes.
Yes. And Keep It PG is exactly what we're going to try to do. Keep it there.
99 The Buzz.
It's Live Audience Thursday. Clap to yourselves! Clap for yourselves on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, if you ever want to come in and hang with us, just get a hold of us and we'll do that. Okay, now it's time for Keep It PG.
Yes.
Spaziano and Sandy with Morgan and Mike hanging out in the studio this morning.
Yes, they're from the Wait With You Foundation. So look up that foundation. It's really good.
We'll tell you more about it in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it in just a second here. But first, we have to get Keep It PG out of the way. Okay, so the rules of the game, you cannot use the same answer someone else says.
Ooh.
You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
The most creative gets the point. So it's not the most PG. It's not the most practical. It's the most creative. Mike, as an accountant, do you got that into
I don't. Creativity is absolutely not my strong suit as an accountant, but I'm going to do my best.
The most important rule of the game is you have to keep it PG.
Yes.
Okay?
So second thing that comes to your mind.
So three rounds. Mike, you kick us off every time.
Oh,
Mike, Morgan, then Scotty. Mm. I am the judge.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You guys ready?
Okay. As ready as I'm going to be.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Mike, name something that's hard to swallow.
Oh, God.
Molasses.
Yes.
Oh, that was good. Okay, Morgan, keep it PG. Name something that's hard to swallow.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Wow.
Scotty, keep it PG. Name something that's hard to swallow.
My taxes.
Oh, man, that's good.
That was pretty good.
As much as I want to give the point to our guests, Scott, you get the point. That was good.
I wasn't thinking on that wavelength.
Still haven't done them yet.
That's on the board. So wait, you still haven't done them yet?
No, I'm getting whacked. It's okay.
Mike, he's the guy that stresses you
out. I know. I can't even be in the same room as him.
I don't even know
what to do.
Round two.
Here.
Are you ready, Mike?
We're ready.
What's something that would make you blush if it were exposed in public?
Oh, God.
That I failed my driver's test 2 times.
All right.
Now it's exposed in public.
Oh,
so.
No.
No one's going to be driving me again.
Oh, my God. Who drove here?
She does all the driving.
Oh, she does.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm blushing now because I just exposed that in public.
You are? So.
Okay, Morgan.
That's way better than mine. I'm going to see my Amazon credit card bill, but that one's way better.
I mean,
that's good. Okay, Scott Spazano, what's something that would make you blush if it were exposed in public?
My taxes.
That was really good. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Wait, those are three really good answers. I'm so bad at being a judge. I'm going to have to give it to Mike because he admitted something on the air. He wished
I'll
he did it.
Yes.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Final round. Unless we have to go to a tiebreaker. So, Morgan, it's all on you to get on the board. Okay. Mike, name something that's tight at first but loosens up over time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I really am struggling with this one. I would say my old underwear.
Yes. Yes.
Starts out tight and they just get loose. You know, it loses the elasticity.
They get droopy.
Yeah.
Wait, God, for some reason, when you said that, I had a smell come to me. Like, okay.
Oh,
the smell just hit me in the face. Okay, Morgan.
Well, I was going to say Mike's lacrosse equipment, so that really falls in line with Mike's response.
Makes sense.
Okay, Scott Spazano, name something that's tight at first but loosens up over time.
No, they get more expensive the longer I wait. That's the problem. What's tight at first and loosens up over time?
Yes. Yes.
My Gatorade cap?
What? Wait, what?
The cap of my Gatorade bottle. Click and then it gets looser every time I open it.
I don't even understand that answer. So,
Mike!
The accountant got a little creative.
Can you believe that?
Good
job.
Keep it PG on Spazano and Sandy.
Oh, my God.
The Buzz.
It's live audience Thursday. Yay! On 98.9 The Buzz. Spazano and Sandy here.
Morgan and Mike are in from the Wait With You Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's a foundation, brand spanking new foundation, holding their first fundraising event, Dinner Under the Stars, August 29th at Kettle Ridge Farm in Victor. We'll talk more about that, but they're all about supporting families experiencing high-risk pregnancies and long hospital stays, and if you have your baby in the NICU, all of that. They are the little angels that will support you.
They'll wrap their wings around you.
Okay, so we got to talk about this guy because this is insane. I looked it up and it says, good chance he is one of the oldest still working tradesmen in the country.
Yeah.
Right here in Western New York, 92-year-old Don Ducky Nowicki.
How about that?
Wait, do you have someone different?
I thought it was Joe Cato.
Wait, who's Don Ducky?
The guy who worked at the Bill Stadium? Are you talking about him?
Wait a minute. I got the name wrong?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Joe Cato. Yeah. I just looked it up.
See, this is an example of why ChatGPT isn't always right.
Oh, there you go. Well, the guy locally he celebrated his 92nd birthday yesterday, and they did a story on him. He does like flooring, and he's doing the Highmark Stadium, right?
But he's actually physically doing the work at 92 years old.
And the interview that I saw him, he looked like maybe he was 70. You know, he's like
he looks good.
He wasn't like, another thing. He was he was like snap, 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 snap.
I thought he was 65. If you didn't tell me he was 92, swear to God, I was thinking 60s, maybe 70. That's how great he looks.
Anybody got that grandpa who's like 100,000 years old and he's just like still like going out golfing, you know, running, jumping out of airplanes and
stuff? Here's my question, though. And it's wild because he did the Highmark Stadium. And I don't know if you said the Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yes, he also did part of the work at the Ralph when they first built the Ralph. How 50 years ago or whatever it was?
So here's the question. If you're still working in your 80s, 90s, is that inspiring or concerning?
I think it's inspiring. And I think, you know, especially with a trade, right? You're active. You're probably more physically fit because you've been doing it all your whole life.
I didn't think you could. I thought people who work in the trades retire sooner because it just does so much on their body.
Yeah, it messes you up.
I would be worried.
If my dad was like, I'm going to still be working, like he's 70, he feels like he acts like he's older than he is.
70 isn't old.
If your parents are in their 80s, 90s, aren't you nervous? I think his family is probably yelling at him every day. Stop working.
I'll bet you they would say if grandpa stopped working, he'd keel over and die. That kind of guy.
Yeah, but if anything, I don't know, isn't it? Like your parents are young,
yeah,
right?
His grandpa's actually about to be 101.
What?
He's not a tradesman, but he's right. Still kicking.
Really?
Is he still working?
No. He's just hanging.
He's just superintendent in Webster.
Yeah, he was retired.
Oh, really?
Superintendent, yeah. He's been retired for a long time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So what's he doing? Because a lot of people say the minute you retire, you should keep working because the minute you retire, that's it. You don't have a purpose and your life goes downhill.
Done. Yeah, right.
How about grandpa?
He has been retired for 50, like a long time.
Yeah.
But his purpose was like watching us. His grandkids like play sports.
See, that's
and
what
like
I think
he would
too.
Go. I mean, he had he yeah,
he's
six,
about to
15
have his 29th great grandchild.
Yeah. Holy
so
cow.
Like that was just oh, yeah, that kept him busy.
See, I'd like that. Like, I respect this guy, still working at 92, and I think that is inspiring. But I want to live your grandpa's right. life,
Ross Wellink. Yep.
Yeah, where man. There is no time.
Wait, what's his name?
Ross Wellink.
They named a school after him.
They did name a school after him. Yeah,
oh
that's right. He's a legend.
What?
Yeah, Willink Middle School in Webster is named after my grandpa.
That's your grandpa.
Yeah, that's where my kids are going.
Yeah, he'll be 101 in July.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We are sitting next to someone famous. I'm famous family.
Something
right
like that.
Here.
Yeah.
Ross is famous.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not famous. Grandpa's famous, but
what association you are.
I want to live as long as possible, and if I have to keep working to keep like everything going, then I will. I mean, I'm 64. I got a 6-year-old.
Yeah, he's got to keep going.
Yeah, you got to keep going. Yeah, 92 is not. It's a good for
I got to get to 90. Got to get to 90.
With like the admin at Webster, he's still.
Yeah.
I want to control my time, though, and my schedule. That is the one thing. Like, the moments, I was just telling my husband yesterday, like, the moments where I get stressed or anxiety, whatever you want to call it, is because I'm up against the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, it's time to blank.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get rid of that, you know how chill I'd be, Scott? I'd be more chill, I think.
5-milligram gummy.
So chill.
So, anyhow, shout out to
92-year-old Joe Cato.
And I got to figure out who this
guy is.
And him. Shout out to him.
It clearly says flooring installer.
Wow.
Western New York tradesman. I don't know how Chatty got it so wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Again, AI is not perfect. And
right?
Guess what? Neither are we.
Spisano and Sandy.
Thank you. It's a live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Hey, we got Morgan and her husband Mike in for the Wait With You Foundation. Is that what we call the foundation? Foundation.
Okay. Tell Scotty what you were telling me, how this all started.
I missed it all while I was getting shots for you guys.
I am in awe of this family. Like, if you right now are listening and you're like so stinking busy today, and don't know what to do, and you're just like in over your head, you got nothing going on. When you hear Morgan.
All right. Well, so last spring I had my son Danny at 33 weeks and 5 days. And before that I had to stay at Strong Memorial Hospital for 7 weeks in a unit called antepartum. So postpartum is when you're recovering and antepartum is before you have the baby.
Oh, I see.
And so I had a high risk pregnancy called placenta previa. So when you're pregnant, your placenta adheres to the sides, and then you give birth.
Mm-hmm.
So my placenta was on top of my cervix, and so what would happen is it could lead to life-threatening bleeds for Danny and I. So I had to stay at Strong so that we were as close to as possible to the care that they provide.
Yeah.
And she shows up, which is wild that you're so normally talking about this, right? Before having kids, you're like, my cervix.
After having kids, you're like, yeah. That's why I always ask people, I'm like, how much you want to know? I'll just give you the.
So she shows up to the hospital thinking they're just going to check up on her and say, you're fine and send her home. And instead, they were like, oh, no, you're staying here. And she was in
7 weeks?
7 weeks.
Wow.
So that's where you thought, okay, there's a lot of women in the same situation where they need some support. Mm-hmm. They don't have as big of a family as I have in the support. And that's where this foundation started, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people from New York come to Strong because where if you walk out the doors at Annapurnam and turn left, we have the best NICU in the area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so if you go into labor before, I think it's before 34 weeks, they always send you to Strong, so that way you're in the best of hands.
Right.
And so there were people from Buffalo, Syracuse, Utica, Binghamton. So I was lucky because we're from Penfield. And so Mike works remotely. He could come every day. Someone brought my kids every day to see me, but that's not the case for everybody that's
there.
Sure. And so it's super isolating. It's really scary because when you have a high-risk pregnancy, you think about it all the time. But when you're in antepartum, you talk about it all the time. So you're rounded on every day. You have checks at 8, 12, and 4. You have stress tests all the time. So it's just, it's scary.
Yeah, and it's constant.
Scary. Yeah.
So what do you guys do to help those families and support them?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Mike.
So, just a bit more background on the foundation. It was around the holidays last year, and you know she had given birth to Danny. He was doing great, and we were like, Morgan said, I want to help out the people that are still there in Annapurnam. I want to give them like a gift or do something to kind of brighten their day. Mm-hmm. And we kind of reached out to the community, and we got an overwhelming response of people that wanted to help and give gifts, and we had an Amazon wish list and all that. And so the response was so great that we were like, well, we kind of got to keep this going now and make it like an evergreen thing. And so the foundation was kind of born. And, right now we're doing monthly deliveries to the antepartum unit at Strong, bringing what we call comfort kits, which have blankets and toiletry items and some of the stuff you need for kind of an unexpected stay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, as she said, a lot of the women go there not expecting to have to actually live at the hospital.
Right.
They don't have anything ready, and they may not have a support person there to help them.
And their stuff's 200 miles away.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And even visitors, they can't just come. Like if your significant other has to work or you have children or just life.
Uh-huh.
So we were lucky. We had a lot of support from our family, our parents, and everybody around us, but a lot of people don't have that same support. So we thought maybe we could make things a bit easier on that that regard. And then, kind of hoping to expand beyond just kind of the comfort kits and support from a mental health standpoint and just some other wellness things.
Oh, sure.
Because, as Morgan had mentioned, it can be extremely challenging, extremely stressful time.
Oh, yeah.
Again, they have four children. They just had a baby, and they're putting together this foundation and hosting your very first annual event in August, right? August 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Yeah, so we're asking the community for sponsorships. We're hosting it at Kettle Ridge Farms in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to raise awareness and funds for, the floor is called 312 Antepartum Units, so that way we can keep funding these kits. Mm-hmm. We've also created an activity card. So in my head, I said, what did Mike have to prepare daily in order to come visit me? Mm-hmm. So he'd have to pick all the kids' snacks, all the kids' activities. Everything. So we made an activity cart for families to do while they're there, like board games, crafts. We're going to put snacks on the unit. Then some other things we've donated are a sound machine for every bed because sleeping in the hospital is
sucks.
Awful. Terrible. We've donated Kindles. We're trying to get every TV a Roku because also hospital TV is
That's
awful.
Right. Right. It's 1980.
Yes. And just trying to implement as much support as you can because I just think of all these people being sent to Strong, no bag, nothing.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting in this hospital bed and it's terrifying and overwhelming.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, if I can get you Netflix.
Sure.
That feels a little bit
it's
like
a lot
home
better.
Or Hulu or just anything to help
Is
you.
There, I guess, have a website or somewhere that people can go to find out more info and then, mark it in a calendar?
Yeah. So it's waitwithyoufoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, if there's ways to help. So there's an Amazon wish list. There's, what else do we have? PayPal, Venmo, and Zephy is the nonprofit site.
Okay.
There's also, if you've been on this floor, there's a spot where you can submit your story or you can also read other high-risk pregnancy stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's been super helpful. I've had a lot of people reach out saying that it's nice to see that you're not, because when you're living it, it feels like you're the only one that could ever experience something this scary.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's really been amazing that people are submitting their
stories. Waitwithyoufoundation.org. Mm-hmm. That's it. Go there today, guys.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
You're so much fun. Thank you so much for coming out this morning and kind of educating us on what you're doing to help back and to give back to the community. So very cool.
If you ever want in on Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. I think it's on our website too, 989thebuzz.com.
All right. Commercial free 98 is coming up in a couple of minutes.
Right now, we say we out.
Yep, we out like your temper when the guy in front of you at Dunkin' orders for the entire office.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. See you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.